Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. There's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about a new friend on the show today. Stephen Webb is here. Steve is a police officer, a certified ALICE active threat training instructor, and a Raider Solo Engagement Tactics Level 2 instructor for law enforcement. He sounds like my son. Associate Professor of Education Administration at Southern Illinois University and McKendree University, specializing in school law and policy. He's the author of a book called Education in a Violent World, and he's here to talk to us about that very topic. Steve Webb, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you here. Thank you for being here. Congratulations on your book. Steve, as I was talking to you a little bit off the air, and my audience will remember this, I was warning people about social media in 2008 when Facebook and Twitter basically launched the same year to any great degree. I looked at them and I said, you know what? I'm not going to tell you not to do this. I'm not going to tell you not to take advantage of however you can. But the main thing I said was never trust these platforms. They're not on your side. They're not. I know you think they're your friend, but they're not your friend. They will use you. They will abuse you. They'll manipulate you. And I've said this 12 years ago, Steve. It just didn't look natural or normal to me. And every year that's gone by, that advice has become more valid. What do you think?
Well, it was absolutely valid, and it's getting worse. I mean, the apps are playing off of the emotions of people. And so are predators. And those predators have found numerous ways of getting to our kids.
Right. Well, there's no question about it. And I want to talk about the generalities first, just for the moment, of social media and we can talk about the apps too. But I want to talk about the macro part of this first, and then we'll get down into the effects on the children. And the reason I point this out is because if you're a parent and you're living your life on social media, and that's not a hyperbole to say that. I know people who virtually live their life on social media. I mean, their phone, their watch almost never stops dinging, right? If you're a parent and you're living your life on social media, you probably think it's okay for your children to do that. What do you think, Steve?
Well, they definitely think it's okay, and matter of fact, and I get it. I'm a parent as well. When their child is home, they're in their bedroom, they're quiet. Many parents equate that with being behaved.
It's a babysitter. It's a babysitter too, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. When in fact they're really not, and it's taken the whole world from, you know, predators trying to find kids in the mall or in parks to being able to go right straight to their bedroom anytime they want to.
And see them. Not just talk to
Absolutely.
Them, but see them. They can see them in certain
see
with
them
certain
and lure them. And
with certain
them.
Technology.
That's
There's
right.
no question about it. So folks, what we have to, you know, one of the things, Ken, that troubles me is people are spending time on social media arguing over something that doesn't matter. Instead of reading a book, instead of reading a magazine with an article that could be, you know, could be nourishing their brain or developing something, they'll be reading little bitty short tweets or something that are literally junk food for the brain, and it really bothers me. It concerns me about the future of humanity. What do you think?
Well, I think you said it very well. I mean, the junk food part—they're learning things in snippets. And there are many apps that allow you to just throw a snippet of information out there and let people infer to the rest of the information around that snippet.
Right.
And it creates that world of imagination for what the actual topic really is. And that causes people to really start getting abusive and abrasive. And typically, when this starts happening, you know, it becomes an epidemic in itself.
Well, it's the reason why we're so divided. Social media has divided us as a nation.
Sure, and that was by design. Yeah. And it was by design to try to get people on this social media platform so it would be the most important platform, or for somebody to be the most important person or the smartest person.
And it's worked.
More likes than everybody else.
And folks, we've allowed them, but we've played right into their hands. We come back, we're going to talk about how this is affecting your children. Five apps that Dr. Steve Webb is going to point out to us that we have to be paying attention to for our children. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.